Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sitzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here as well to answer your lawn and garden questions this morning at this number, 316-869-1330. That's 316-869-1330. You can also send your question via the KNSS Facebook page as well today. Hey, good morning, Jason. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing pretty well. It feels pretty fall-like out this morning.
It does. It is a very fall-esque Saturday morning. Let's find out what's going on at Stutzman's this weekend. What do you all have planned?
Well, we've got quite a lot going on. Have really spent the week stocking the stores up again for fall. You know, mum's the word right now. They've got great selection of them. And, you know, we're starting to see some of those mid-season mums starting to show some nice color. So that always makes it a little nicer for shopping when you can start seeing all the color on them. Got great pansies in to, I think, all of the locations, bowls and individual pots. And, you know, asters still looking great, kind of getting into the later blooming asters, but they're a little earlier than the mums and more in those true, like, K-State-y kind of purple colors. Right. So great choices of stuff going on, and I don't know, we've got several loads of local pumpkins and straw and corn shocks in this week as well, so definitely fall.
Yeah, we're getting to that time of the year. It's looking like fall there at Stutzman's. Let's talk about the mum for a minute. That is your, of course, plant for the month of September. In addition to the bright colors, what are some other things that are special about the mum?
Well, you know, they're just a really great plant. You know, they are like some of our other fall plants. The longer night is what is telling them to come into flower. And, you know, I think it works out well that, you know, they flower naturally this time of year, but then they're in all of those great fall colors we think of, the oranges and yellows and reds, and, you know, can be a really good part of a perennial bed or in your landscape. You know, I do encourage people, if they're wanting to grow them as the perennial that they are, get them planted in the ground as soon as we can. That way they have some time before winter to get those roots out of that potting soil and into the surrounding dirt, and they'll establish a lot better and overwinter that way. But really a great plant for fall, even if we're just going to get a few of those and put them on the front porch and accent them maybe with some pumpkins and all. But really a great low maintenance plant.
Another part of fall here in Kansas, of course, is your annual fall festival. That's happening next Saturday at all of your locations. Let's talk about your fall festival for this year.
Yeah, and that's, you know, first weekend of, you know, of fall, really. And that was just kind of a thank you and a welcome to everybody. We'll have, you know, throughout whatever location you're shopping at, you know, there's some different things each store does, but, you know, that's when we kind of kick off the pansy sale, and we do a full flat sale on pansies, and we do have the little mini pumpkins and gourds that we give away to kids of any age. So, you know, kind of take advantage of the little free pumpkin and mini gourds. And then, you know, you might find some refreshments or some different events going on, like I said, but depending on which location we go to. But, yeah, that's next weekend. It's just a really great way to kick off that fall season.
Now, on your Facebook page, the Stutzman's Facebook page, you list some reasons right there why fall is the best time to plant. Maybe let's go over a couple of those.
Well, the best way I can kind of explain it is a lot of it has to do with the weather conditions on a lot of that we're having. The weather's still warm. We're definitely not frosting and freezing yet, but we're cooler to where it's not so stressful on a plant that we've planted. But we still have nice warm soil temperatures, which, you know, is what encourages those roots to grow, like I was talking about with the mum. And so getting things planted in the fall, they have that ability to root out, get established for winter. Well, it's still nice and not too stressful on them. And then, you know, some falls more than others, and if we continue on, this may be one, but we typically get a little more moisture in that fall season, and that helps those plants to establish and, you know, kind of reduces some of the pressure on you to keep those things watered. The other thing, you know, the plants are still active and all, but as the days are getting shorter, plants naturally, you know, they start to go dormant and get ready for winter time. And so, you know, planting them in the fall like that, they're able to kind of get rooted in and established. That dormancy, you know, they're not trying to draw everything and grow. So they're actually kind of slowing down. And that, you know, is very good to get them situated in and be able to go through the winter, and then you can start with a lot of things in the spring, you know, leafing out in place like that. You can get pretty good, stronger growth like that, and you know, oftentimes is easier on a lot of our, you know, especially woody things, but, you know, perennials as well, most of them are good fall planted. Some of the really, really warm weather things, you know, I personally think I have better success planting in the spring. You know, some of the crepe myrtles, if we get too late in the season, and some of the, you know, some roses, things like that, that need a little bit more warmth to establish. But, you know, in general, it's a great time to be putting that stuff in. And it's also a great time to be outside ourselves to do that. It's, you know, pretty nice weather for doing those types of things.
Absolutely. And again, you can see this list of some reasons why fall is the best time to plant when you go to the Stutzman's Facebook page and find you're going to find all sorts of great tips there for your garden and your lawn as what to do according to Stutzman. Just a wealth of information there, like the Stutzman's Facebook page, and they'll keep you up to date with what you should do with your lawn and garden. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. If you have a question this morning, 316-869-1330 is the number. That's 316-869-1330. Gina has sent us a question on Facebook, and she says she has heavy moss under her oak tree, and she wants to know what she can do to get rid of it, Jason.
Well, there are some things we can do, and moss like that is usually a symptom of, you know, low sunlight, which would make sense. Oak trees have a pretty dense canopy, so, you know, that's not too surprising. They also like areas that are frequently kind of moist and damp on top. And, you know, if this is in our lawn, you know, we do have moisture and things there frequently. And then, of course, not the sun to dry it out. So, you know, some things culturally we could do, you know, make sure everything's limbed up and opened up as much as possible for sunlight and air to get through underneath there. But there are some products that can be sprayed on there. We have one by Bonide, believe it's called Moss Max, and isn't going to hurt your turf grass around there if this isn't a lawn, but it would take out that moss very well, and you know, maybe you want to go back in there, and if this is grass, reseed with like a extreme shade mix. I mean, that isn't just your normal average shade. That's pretty deep, and so there are blends that are made for that really deep shade, but getting that moss killed off would do that. That same spray is also, a lot of people will use it if you have like wooden deck steps and things where some of those mosses and algaes can make them slick, and rock retaining walls, things like that where you don't want that mossy algae growth. Works really great without hurting the turf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Gina, thank you so much for your question this morning. If you have a question about your lawn or garden, you can do what Gina did and send it to the KNSS Facebook page. And you can also call us at 316-869-1330. I know this time of the year, Jason, is a good time to replace mulch in our gardens. When doing that, should we remove the old mulch before we spread the new layer, or does it matter?
It doesn't really matter a whole lot. It kind of depends some, too. If you have a weed barrier, like that woven fabric underneath in your bed, I would encourage either, you know, if not removing it completely, at least raking the older stuff up and loosening it. If you pull it off of there, it kind of gives you the ability to, take a hose or a broom and get some of that dirt off of there. With the weed barrier, it does a great job keeping things from coming up through it, weeds and all. But over time, we get dust and dirt and things blown in on top of it. And, you know, then you can get a layer where things just grow on top of that weed barrier and come up through the mulch. But, you know, most cases, like, I don't use a lot of that. And when I add new mulch, you know, and this, like you said, this is a great time. The soil's nice and warm still, so you're kind of holding that in for your plants a little bit longer. I usually just level everything out so I have about the same depth of that older mulch, and then just spread a nice fresh layer on top of it. And, you know, without that weed barrier, I can just let that mulch go ahead and break down. And if, you know, some dirt and things gets in there, they go to the soil surface, and keeping that nice layer of mulch keeps my weeds down pretty well. So kind of depends on your setting, but most of the time, there isn't a need to remove the old.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but to me, one of the most satisfying things about gardening is putting that new layer of mulch down and see what it looks like. I mean, it always just looks so nice and neat and fresh. What are some things that we should consider when we select mulch? What should we be looking at to make sure we choose the right one?
Well, a couple of different things. Some of it's the location of where we have our bed. Now, if it's, you know, out away from the house and open air areas like that, you know, your choices are pretty much unlimited. You could use a hardwood mulch or something like that out there. Generally, I prefer like the cypress or the cedar, a little more weather resistant, seems to last a little bit longer, but also right up around the house and around other structures. Cypress and cedar are natural insect repelling types of wood. And so, you know, they're going to discourage any of those wood destroying insects and things from being up around the house. So, you know, I generally prefer those there. People oftentimes ask me, is there any advantage or disadvantage to like the different colors of mulch? And, you know, really, no, it's, you know, kind of like what color you want to paint the house. The only thing I will say, colored mulches do tend to fade back to their original color. Those dyes in the sun do go away. And so, you know, you do have maybe have to keep them freshened up a little bit more than natural color, where I can just kind of go out there and loosen my mulch up and rake it up around a little bit during the season if it starts getting packed down, and it keeps that uniform color. But, you know, the color really makes no effect on the mulching of it. I'm not a big fan of rock mulch where we're going to have most kinds of plants. If you already have it, that's fine, but you want to pull it back away from the plants a little bit, leave a little more opening. During warm times, that rock really absorbs a lot of heat and will hold on to it well into the night and actually keep some of that soil and plant areas hotter than normal. And most of the time we want mulch to kind of insulate that ground. So well-planted areas, I like the wood type mulches, or there's a rubber mulch that works really well and is long lasting too, but not a huge personal fan of rock around a lot of plantings.
Oh, I've never heard that before about rock mulch. It's good to know. If you have a question about your lawn or garden this morning, the number to call here on the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show is 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. You can also send your question to the KNSS Facebook page. That is what Nate has done today. He says, can I put grub killer and fertilizer down at the same time?
Yes, but be sure and make two separate applications. Don't try to mix them together and put it on. But no, both of those will benefit from being watered in after we put it on. One does not affect the other in any way. So, you know, if you're going to put some grub control on, put it in your spreader, apply it to the grass, and then go ahead and put your fall fertilizer, whether it's a plain fertilizer because we're seeding, or, you know, a fertilizer with a pre-emergent for some of the winter annuals. Go ahead and put that on, and then you can take care of both of those applications needing watered in with just a single watering. So, you know, I think it's a good way to kill two birds with one stone. You know, you don't have to do two separate waterings that way.
All right, Nate, thank you so much for your question this morning. If you have a question about your lawn or garden, 316-869-1330 is the number. And again, you can also send it to the KNSS Facebook page as well this morning here on the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. We've got a couple places in our backyard, Jason, that have drainage issues. You know, when it rains, we tend to have water collect back in a couple of the corners. Some other issues as well. What are some things we can do to improve our drainage in our yard?
Well, a couple of different things. I mean, if it's a grade issue, like you've got a divot or a low spot, you know, this would be a good time just to get some, you know, if it's not huge, you can even get it bagged. Just get some topsoil and kind of get that leveled and smoothed back out. And perfect time just to add a little seed right on top of it and, you know, grow back and take care of that. If it's more, not so much the grade, but that the water doesn't want to soak in and do its thing, that's where like an aeration would really help. It pulls up these little plugs and kind of opens up the soil. And then as the ground gets wet and dry and all, the soil kind of fractures to fill those holes back in. And so it loosens that whole area there. And really, it encourages the roots to be able to grow better on your grass. But loosening that up like that will allow, you know, rains and runoff and all to percolate through there a little bit faster and a little more naturally, and you won't get that long puddling. I mean, it's okay if it rains and we got a little puddle for a little bit, but if it doesn't seem to be soaking right in like it should, aerating that soil will really help a lot with that.
All right, good information there on improving the drainage in our yard. Here on the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show, the number 316-869-1330. Jeff has called this morning. Hi there, Jeff. What is your question for Jason?
I have about a two-year-old maple tree on the south side of my property that has had issues with bagworms. And the tree, there's parts of it that still seem to be living, but other parts, it's just never been super healthy. I want to know, what is there anything I can put on that to prevent those from coming back? I've picked them all off, killed them. I want to know if there's anything to prevent them from coming back, and then if there's anything while they're on there I can spray for when it gets too tall that I can't reach to pull the bagworms off.
You know, there are some things you can do, and generally, you know, if we can keep them all off of there for a little while, unless you have a big evergreen or something very close that's infested with them, not one of their favorite plants to keep returning to. But, you know, something you might want to try, and you would do this in the spring, you know, as it's leafing out and still kind of growing and all, but it's the bonide, it's the tree and shrub annual drench. And you would apply that around in a ring around the soil. It's a liquid and soaks in. The plant takes it up, and then anything that would be feeding on those leaves, it's able to control them. And I think, you know, especially doing it ahead of time where when they're very small, would help give you pretty good control of it. Otherwise, you know, make a note on your calendar or whatever, do a spray or two about the first to the third week of June. If we do it in that range, we'll get them when they're, you know, quarter inch long and really haven't caused any damage yet and don't have a chance to mature. They keep those eggs in the bag of the female over the winter time, so, you know, that physically removing them is a big help. I know sometimes that's not practical as things get bigger, there's so many, but any of that you can do does help a lot for the future as well.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the call this morning. Again, the number, if you have a question about your lawn or garden, 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. We're going to take a quick break here to find out what's going on at Stutzman's with an update. Here is Ben Miller.
If your plants could talk, they'd all say Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
If your plants could walk, they'd walk to Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. Summer is almost over, the kids are back in school, and it's still Stutzman's season. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Brighten up your space with our absolutely stunning perennial hibiscus, plus all our stores are now receiving beautiful mums and asters. Mums starting at $4.99. And while they last, our selection of gorgeous summer hanging baskets and planters are buy two and get one free. We invite you to visit one of our 12 garden centers throughout central and western Kansas, and you can find us on Facebook and Stutzman's.com. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of the summer with family and friends, and we hope to see you soon. I'm back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers, where we are wrapping up summer and look forward to fall.
At Stutzman's Greenhouse, everything's green with us.
And this is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here from Stutzman's to answer your questions about your lawn or garden at 316-869-1330. Just got a few minutes left for those questions. You can also send it to the KNSS Facebook page this morning. Jason, when it comes to vegetables, which ones can we plant here in the fall for a spring harvest?
You know, for a spring harvest, there's one in particular I think of right now that we're planting, and that is fall garlic. A couple of different kinds of that, but you would take the garlic head that's, you know, they're seed garlic, kind of like seed potato. They're not an actual seed, but part of the plant. But you take that head, break it up into individual cloves, and then we'll want to plant them maybe, an inch and a half deep in a nice row, kind of like you would do with onions. But they'll come up this fall, and you'll have this little green shoot up, and they'll they'll continue to grow a nice big root system all through the fall and winter, and then be able to take off and get the best garlic you can grow in Kansas usually is that fall planted. So that would be one you could plant and have for a harvest next season already. But, you know, other things, we've got a lot of people planting, you know, spinach, lettuce, probably could still do some radish, but a lot of those greens, the kales, they are very cool to cold weather tolerant, you know, kales and spinach, you know, light frosts and things don't really even bother them. So you're going to be harvesting them all through, you know, October and probably November. So, you know, there are still some great things to do with that. I like to use one of my big pots. I had other stuff in from the summer and do some of those directly in that pot and just kind of use that soil and everything I've been using this year, but have some fresh spinach to harvest for quite a while out of a container like that. So, you know, there are still some things we can be doing garden-wise, whether it's, you know, traditional in the ground garden, or like I mentioned, some of those greens and containers are just awesome.
All right, before we go here, just got a couple minutes left. Maybe let's remind folks about your fall festival happening next Saturday at all of your locations.
Yeah, of course. Now, you don't have to wait. You're welcome to come out this weekend. We've got a great selection of stuff. But next weekend, kind of that last weekend in September, really into fall. So we always have our fall festival, kind of a welcome to the season. Encourage everybody to come out. We'll have some great deals. We usually have our full flat pansy sale. We'll be starting then. We have the free mini pumpkins and gourds for all of the children. Different things going on at different locations. So, you know, you may find some refreshments or something else going on at whatever Stutzman's is closest to you. But really a fun time, great time to come out and celebrate the fall season. And all the mums are really getting into a peak stage right at that point. And, of course, pumpkins, straw bales, corn shocks, all of that stuff are all in. The variety of pumpkins this year has just been phenomenal. There's several new varieties in some of those funky pumpkins we sell this year. So be a great time to pick up some of that stuff for a little fall display.
Absolutely. That's the Fall Festival happening next Saturday at all the Stutzman's locations. You can get all the info about the Fall Festival when you go to the Sussman's Facebook page. You'll find a link right there in their Facebook feed. Jason, if somebody wants to get a hold of you during the week and ask a question about their lawn or garden, what's the best way to do that?
You know, of course, you're welcome to stop out at, you know, any of our locations. I'm here in Pleasant View, but best way, maybe you're out doing something this weekend and your question comes up, drop me an email. My email is the word questions at Stutzman's.com. Be sure and include a photo if that'll help. I'm glad to get back with you. You can also visit the website, Stutzman's.com, and there's a link right at the top to my email as well. So be glad to help everybody out with that.
All right. A lot of great information this week, Jason. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show this morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.